DW.
The need to keep the wheels of capitalism well-oiled and the lack of investment in clean technologies has taken precedence for decades. It's led to changes in our climate and deadly levels of air pollution. A recent study from the multidisciplinary research collaboration The Lancet Countdown warned that our warming planet will exacerbate air pollution and kill tens of millions of more people over the next decade. To hear more about the problem, I spoke with Dr. Michal Kruzanowski. He's an environmental epidemiologist and a visiting professor at King's College in London. In light of ongoing hazardous smog levels in India's Delhi, I began by asking him how widespread the problem of air pollution is.
We have a global problem, indeed. Air pollution has been recognized as a major health risk, one of the 10 major health risks globally. It is intensive all over the world, but with different intensities in various parts of the world, with probably the Southeast Asia the most affected. But health effects of air pollution are estimated everywhere in the world, even in relatively clean parts of the globe, like Europe and North America.
And what exactly constitutes air pollution?
From human health point of view, the most, I would say, widespread and hazardous pollutant are fine particulates. They all can penetrate deep into the body and produce various health outcomes.
So these tiny small particles, are these emitted by industry?
Well, actually, major sources of those fine particles are currently activities related to households and communal heating, for instance. All individuals are, to a large extent, responsible for this. There are several other sources. One third is related to those activities in the households. One third is transport, and one third or even less is from industries.
So just going back, I'm quite curious what you had to say there about households. Do you mean fuel that people are burning in stoves or in the fire?
Yes, indeed. I mean, there's mostly solid fuels, coal, which is still used in many parts of the world as the main heating source and sometimes in very primitive stoves. In many other countries, wood is used as heating fuel and is contributing to this pollution.
So do you feel that there should be a better drive towards smokeless fuel?
Major part of the improvement in air quality in Europe in the last decades of the previous century was due to elimination of coal from household heating. That happened in UK, in Ireland, in many countries. So yes, indeed, elimination of solid fuels from household heating is a very significant contributor to the improvement. I mean, you said less smoky fuels. Well, natural gas is less smoky, but it's still contributing to other problems of our planet, like global warming. So I would say the real perspective is in using renewable energy sources and energy efficiency, reducing impact on global climate.
That was my next question for you. How is this linked to global warming, to climate change?
The same activities contribute to air pollution, this which is affecting health directly, and climate change. So if we deal with one, we are usually dealing with the other problem. I say usually because sometimes there is no such synergy, and we need to look at both policies, both strategies together to prevent collateral damage, let's say, problems in the other sector when we deal with one.
And what are the other effects, both to human and animal health?
The most pronounced is impact of air pollution on cardiovascular health, cardiovascular disease, and cardiovascular mortality. Respiratory health is also affected on various ends, I mean, starting from the development of lung function in children, ending up with slower growth and lower lung function in those exposed more, down to higher mortality rates due to respiratory disease. We also know that air pollution is carcinogenic, is causing lung cancer. We recently start learning about further effects, for instance, on the rate of development of cognitive functions in children and higher incidence rate of dementia and faster deterioration of the cognitive functions in older people. So moving away from those traditional activities to cleaner ways of doing business is important.
Yeah, because in India's Delhi, over the last couple of weeks, there's obviously a serious smog issue. And one of the first things that city authorities decided to do was to impose restrictions on traffic. What do you think of that move?
Well, all kind of action activities are not effective and discouraging people from those. I mean, closing traffic for a week or 2 days or something like this is not really very efficient. It's not reducing pollution. It is also making population angry because it's disturbing the activities. So what is needed is systematic approach. I mean, long-term measures. This requires investment, change in minds of people. Sometimes this is the most important step, I mean, to encourage people to move from their vehicles to public transport. For this, public transport must be convenient, available, clean, not too expensive. It is not a decision that tomorrow will stop traffic and the air will be clean for 2 days. The experience with low emission zones in many cities, it is mixed. It cannot be just traffic sign telling dirty cars not allowed. DW.